numbers on the line. Just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach, or good afternoon, Coach Ambrose.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Congratulations to you and your team. Very impressive effort going on the road and getting a 45-23 win at a place a lot of people aren't able to get wins at Maine. How impressed with your team's performance?
Extremely proud of their effort. Here's a returning conference champ and one of the best defenses in the country, one of the most explosive offenses in the country right now. And we held them a little bit. We held them rushing. We kept the big plays to a minimum. We forced turnovers and took advantage of the opportunities. It's tough to play a big game like that in conference this early, and especially on the road, but very proud of our guys.
We usually talk awful lot about the offense, and we'll get to that, but let's start with the defensive guys. Chris Ferguson, we talked last week about what a great year he had been having, but you force him into four turnovers. What did your defense do so effectively?
Well, we got good pressure on him early. Got some hits on the quarterback and didn't necessarily get some sacks until later. But I think we disrupted a little bit of their timing. Thought we covered well. Thought we matched routes well. And we made a mistake here, too, but we recovered from that well. Little bend, don't break, and didn't give up touchdown until pretty late. So it's good. It's clearly better, but we still have a lot of work to do.
Got several media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Tim Klayback with the Tower Light.
Good afternoon, Coach. I wanted to ask if there's an update on Shane Simpson with the injury he suffered in the main game.
He has seen the doctors, but I have not seen the report yet.
Okay, and then a follow-up for the defense question. The secondary has really been stepping up, Kobe Tippett and Keon Pei. What have you seen in these few weeks that's different from last season in their efforts?
I think we've done a better job matching routes. We have a more consistent understanding of what the offense is trying to do to us and putting ourselves in position to make plays on the ball. And I think because of our depth up front, we've had some pretty fresh legs and had the ability to put some pressure on the quarterback, which helps on both sides.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Kyle Kensing with Flow Sports.
Yeah, Coach, sticking with the defense there, Coach Charlton had mentioned what you guys were able to do on third down, kind of slowing them down this week. What do you feel like it was on third down that made you guys so effective at Maine?
I think we had a good idea about how we were going to try and defend them. And to be honest, it was a little more attacking than it was defending, that we were going to try to pressure them a little bit and put them on their heels, see if we could disrupt the timing. The rush was good. And the matching of the routes was good, and that's usually a good combination.
And with Kobe specifically, with an interception in every game, what has he been able to do, and what's kind of fueled his success so far this season?
I think this is a building culmination of his natural skill set and him maturing through college. And he's been a two-way player in high school. He was a very dynamic high school player and prep player. And he's got great ball skills. He could very easily be an offensive player. So he takes offensive knowledge and understanding and applies it to what he's learned defensively. It puts him in very good positions to make plays on the ball.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from David Driver with the Washington Times.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, David.
Yeah, two guys that stand out. Stephen Brown, obviously, defensive player of the week, had nine tackles. A guy from California. Just interested how he got to Towson and kind of how he's done so far.
We were looking for safeties all over the place. We really were. We were looking for safeties all over the place, and it was a great, great match. And not because of his skill set. He's a younger guy. You know, the junior college thing in California is a little bit different, that there aren't as many schools at the 1AA level as there are on the East Coast. And if you don't go a big-time school and you don't go to UC Davis, then where else are you going to go? And he opened himself up, and his parents are pretty worldly. They've been outside of California a little bit. They see the East Coast as a viable academic option, and they're very impressed with the East Coast academics. And personality-wise, he was a perfect fit. He's the second guy from California in the last couple of years that we've got that personality, understanding, commitment to athletics and academics. It's been a perfect fit for us. Very lucky.
Thanks. And then just lastly for me, you have a running back that gets, you know, 9 carries, 24 yards, but scores 4 times. Have you ever had a line like from a running back?
Well, we do awards, all kinds of stuff like everybody else does, and we do game balls. And we sat around the conference room and talked about who should get the offensive game ball for this week. And everybody agreed it was Yeedy hands down. And then I went and looked at the stat line, and I told the kids yesterday when I handed out the game balls, I said, this is the weirdest thing I've ever done as a head coach. But the offensive player of the game had 9 carries for 28 yards, and everybody started laughing. But when I said Yeedy's name, they all exploded. They loved him to death. He's a really, really powerful football player.
Great. Thanks, coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from Edward Lee with the Baltimore Sun.
Hi, Rob, if I could go back to the defense, I believe you guys are tied for ranked second in the CAA in turnovers. What's been the key to the defense being so opportunistic?
I think we're playing well as 11. We understand what the offense is trying to do, or at least we're getting better at that. To us, we're pressuring the quarterback. We're putting ourselves in positions to make plays on the ball. And we have some talented individuals that are really good with the ball in the air. So it creates for a great combination. And it's awesome. So let's be honest, it's awesome. I can't remember the last time we got 4 interceptions in a year, let alone one game. So this is really, the turnovers are awesome, and it's created statistical interest for the offense because we're in such good field position. We're not getting as many yards anymore, but we're still scoring points. So it's a good team thing that we can build on.
This being Eric Daniels' first year as defensive coordinator, can I ask you, what does he bring from where he was before?
I think he brings good schematic knowledge. Brings good energy, understands how to attack a defense, how to attack an offense, and to be honest, he's a learner. He will constantly come to me and say, if we did this, what would you do? If we did this, what would you do? And his library of knowledge on how to go after offenses keeps growing. So very impressed by what we've done so far. We've done very well. This was a big win for us. But it's all about what we did today because yesterday's over.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Rob, I think maybe most importantly, your defense forces 4 turnovers, but your offense able to cash those in, 21 points off those turnovers, and I think 8 trips into the red zone, you come up with 6 touchdowns. How efficient was your offense on Saturday?
I've been very, very impressed with that word right there. That's, we may not have been as explosive, but we're not as we've been in the past in the first couple games, but we're not making as many mistakes either. We're much more efficient with the football. We take care of the football a little bit better. We're making the most out of our opportunities all the way around. We've taken what's been a good offense and an explosive offense and made it a little bit more consistent and add the defense and the turnovers. It makes us a better team all the way around.
As is maybe typical in the CAA, your reward for that victory is another nationally ranked team that's undefeated at home in Villanova. As you've started to take a look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present?
Well, once again, it's an awesome Villanova team with really good defense, a bunch of athletes that can run around and disrupt everything. Their scheme's a little bit challenging. And offensively, they found themselves a quarterback that's making everything go to fit the players that they have everywhere else. So, after 10-plus years in the league, it's like Groundhog Day. I'm saying the same thing. Different colors, different team, but same concept. Great, great football team, great coaching.
Daniel Smith is certainly, as you said, given in the left, I think, 3 straight games with 3 touchdown passes and also has created some with his legs. What has impressed you as you've watched him?
I believe he's a complete quarterback, that he's one of those guys that has the ability to put the ball exactly where he needs to be and then still run with the football and when he has to. I'd take a guy like that with leadership qualities and a brain, boy, you got a good offense. And in our league, you need a good offense if you want to win, period, and Villanova has it.
All right, Rob, thanks so much for taking time with us today, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care.